This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Voting began at 7 a.m. for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in West Bengal, and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, till 1 p.m., nearly 57% polling was registered, while in West Bengal, over 62% votes were polled. In Tamil Nadu, 4,023 candidates are in the fray, while in West Bengal, the electoral fate of 1,478 candidates will be sealed in the EVMs today. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. In Tamil Nadu, more than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state for over 5.73 crore voters to exercise their franchise today. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal is in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally in Krishnanagar today. He alleged that the TMC government in the state is encouraging illegal infiltration and facilitating the settlement of these individuals by providing forged documents. Mr. Modi claimed that the TMC believes in supporting infiltrators and promoting their interests. He said his government is moving forward with the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies at Chowringhee and Jadavpur in Kolkata today. She will also join a roadshow at Bhavanipur. Polling is also being held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Maharashtra, voting is taking place in Baramati and Rahuri constituencies, and in Gujarat in Umret. Till 1 p.m., nearly 32% polling was recorded in Baramati, over 29% in Rahuri, and over 37% voters used their franchise in Umret. The by-polls were necessitated following the deaths of senior NCP leader and Baramati MLA Ajit Pawar and BJP MLA from Rahuri seat Shivaji Rao Kardile. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said today Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy, and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in recent years. The External Affairs Minister said this while unveiling the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit in the Curtain Raiser event in New Delhi today.
Today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy. India's engagement with Africa is guided by a clear vision, a vision rooted in the principle of equality, of mutual respect, and of shared progress. The Viksit Bharat 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 are both complementary roadmaps which are geared towards prosperity and progress through sustainable growth and inclusive development.
The summit will be held from the 28th to the 31st of next month. In Uttar Pradesh, a multi-vehicle collision near Barkha Ghuman Besod Balay Hill in Mirzapur claimed the lives of 11 people, including 4 children, in the Dramand Ganj area last night. Mirzapur Superintendent of Police Aparna Rajat Kaushik said a truck collided with a car, an SUV and a trailer, after which the SUV and the car caught fire. Police have started an investigation and are trying to identify all the victims. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. They also prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Indian Meteorological Department has predicted heatwave conditions over Delhi, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbh over the next 2 days. The Met Department also predicted hot and humid weather over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.